You're listening to SBS News.
Johns Hopkins University in the United States is reporting that the number of confirmed coronavirus cases around the world has passed 10 million. The figure is roughly double the number of severe influenza illnesses recorded annually, according to the World Health Organization. 500,000 people have died from the disease. Half the world's cases have been in the US or Europe, but now the number of infections in Central and South America is increasing rapidly. Over the weekend, leaders from around the world joined a global fundraising event aimed at raising the billions of dollars needed to ensure widespread availability of coronavirus testing and treatment. Among them was New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
And when we find that vaccine, it must be available to everyone. New Zealand will join with Gavi and others to make sure developing countries, including our Pacific Island neighbours, have access to the vaccine as and when they need it to protect their communities.
In the United States, there have been dire warnings from a top US health official and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. A dozen states across the country face the worst surge in coronavirus cases since the pandemic started. The US Secretary of Health and Human Services, Alex Azar, warned Americans they must take precautions.
The window is closing. We have to act, and people as individuals have to act responsibly. We need to social distance. We need to wear our face coverings if we're in settings where we can't social distance, particularly in these hot zones.
But New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, a longtime critic of the US government's handling of the virus, says Mr. Azar and the White House are in denial about the whole crisis.
If these states keep going up, we're going to have a national crisis like we have never seen. They said this was the way to help the economy by reopening. It's been the exact opposite. Every time the virus goes up, the stock market goes down. And if those states continue to increase, you'll see it go all across the nation. You'll see New York on the rise again, and you'll see the other states starting to go up even more.
The U.S. has reported a total of 2.5 million cases and 125,000 deaths with COVID-19 so far, more than any other country. On Sunday, China imposed a strict lockdown near Beijing to curb a fresh outbreak. Nearly 500,000 people will be barred from travelling in and out of Anxin County in the province of Hebei. Israel has recorded a major uptick in the number of cases in recent days. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his government is discussing action plans.
The virus is raising its head all around the world. We've passed 10 million infections and 500,000 dead. I don't know if it's a second wave, but I know it is a rising wave. Many countries that lifted restrictions with the subsiding of the disease are now forced to bring back restrictions to curb the spreading.
In India, the number of positive cases in the country crossed 500,000 mark at the weekend. India's Interior Minister Amit Shah claims that the country has managed the COVID-19 crisis better than the rest of the world.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government has made immense economic reforms during the coronavirus phase, whether it's in the coal sector, mining sector, electricity, industrial policy reforms, or banking sector reforms. And we have made these reforms keeping in mind the post-COVID-19 era. These are huge efforts which would definitely bring results in economic recovery.
Scenes of large numbers of people breaking social distancing rules on beaches across the south of England have been condemned by British Home Secretary Priti Patel. She also criticised demonstrations, illegal street parties and Liverpool fans celebrating their team's Premier League title.
The public need to think about other people as well in terms of spreading the virus. They themselves may not know that they could be a carrier of the virus and they could be spreading that within the community and passing that on to other people. I think we all have to take responsibility. We all have to act conscientiously. We have social distancing measures in place for a reason. We've been clear that if you do go out in the public domain, you know, going out is a good thing, but you do that in groups of no more than 6 people. It is really important that we continue to follow this guidance. I cannot think of anything worse than us having another wave of this awful disease.
Meanwhile, the union representing British doctors has called for clearer coronavirus messaging from the country's leadership after moves to lift summer vacation restrictions. Dr. Chand Nagpal, the chairman of the Council of the British Medical Association, says the government has to match its relaxation of lockdown with some very clear proposals around avoiding the virus spread in holiday resorts.
At the moment, we haven't heard from the government about what practical measures will be put in place to ensure that, for example, on beaches, there is social distancing. In Spain, for example, there are very clear measures in place, monitored on in real time. They even use drones to check that people aren't putting each other at risk.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.